thanks to Calvary's tree, I'm free.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone got a song in their heart tonight? Anybody got a song in their heart? Brother Tim.
For something beautiful.
Amen. Something beautiful. Something beautiful. Something good. Oh. For a song, anybody at all? Amen. Page 233 just came to my mind. Unworthy. Amen. Unworthy am I of the grace that.
Stripes on his back.
Thankful you reached down your hand. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Just so appreciative. So thankful. Amen. Anybody else got a little course on their heart at all? Brother Clayton.
I'm singing
566. 566. Only believe.
For through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. For through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. As I live,
Great desire that is, amen. For if he's with you every day, nothing to be afraid of, nothing can step in your way. Amen. God, flow your Holy Spirit through us each and every day. Lord, may that be our greatest desire. Amen. For if he leads us by his Holy Spirit, amen, every decision will be made right. Every word that comes out of our mouth will be made right. Hallelujah. He's so good. He's so wonderful. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone else have a little course on their heart? Amen. Hallelujah. God all night. Sister Danielle. Just let me just see where that is. Anybody know where that is? Amen. Is it? Thank you. Amen. 75. Amen. Oh, shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, but then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he touched. Amen. Sing it again. Hallelujah. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole. Amen. Something happened. Amen. Now I know. Hallelujah. He touched me. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. He's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Hallelujah. You know when he touched you. You know when it happened. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. He's so wonderful. Without him, we could do nothing. Amen. Without him, I would do nothing. Without him.
Bless this offering. May it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We ask these things in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Without him, I could do nothing.
My Jesus.
God is. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody got a need on their heart tonight with the uppers in their hand? Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you as a needy people. Lord, if it ain't physical, financial, Lord, it's always spiritual. Always. We can always use your spiritual leadership in our lives. Lord, to lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, it's our desire. Lord, it's our hunger, it's our want. Hallelujah. Lord, don't ever let us lose that drive. Lord, that desire that makes us get up and want to do everything that you want us to do. Every desire be in tune with your word. Oh God, just take control of our lives. Oh, we love and appreciate you, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us. Hallelujah. God, just tenderize our hearts. Lord, always keep us humble before you. Lord, because without you, we're nothing. There ain't one of us, Lord, can do anything without your grace and your mercy. Lord, we just love you and appreciate you tonight. Lord, we want to give it all back to you, Lord, with our lives. Lord, as we take the needs of the people this night, Lord, we just ask you to meet every need according to your perfect will. Lord, whether it's unspoken or spoken, Lord, you know our hearts, you know our desire. You know everything about us, Lord. Lord, that's why we've made it this far. Because you know our every need and our every want. And you know what we have desire of, Lord. Lord, as long as it's with your word, Lord, you'll gladly meet it. Lord, and we appreciate it with all our hearts. Lord, and we just ask you to take control of the rest of the service. Let everything said and done, as we ask so many times. But we want it to be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of our Lord and Jesus, Savior Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Once again, anybody have a song in their heart they want to sing? Amen. Let's all stand. Amen. Hallelujah. As we ask our pastor to come, let's sing Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but
precious Lord Jesus, we thank you again from the depths of our heart for your precious Holy Spirit. I'm so thankful you've given us the opportunity to gather these first few moments, Lord, to worship you and to praise you and to honor you. Oh, what a privilege it is. And we thank you for allowing us to do so, Lord. And Father, providing a way that as you hear our voices come up before you in praise and to glorify you, that, Lord, it goes through that precious blood. Oh, we're so thankful for that. We just ask again now tonight that you would bless us with your word also. Just, Lord, help us to understand. And, Lord, give us, oh, God, just a closer walk with you. And whatever you want, let it be to us according to thy precious will. We turn it all over to you, Lord, and let you just have your way. And we ask now thy will be done. In your glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I count it a great privilege to be here again this evening. Amen. So thankful that God has provided the way. Amen. And has given us the desire to be here. Amen. That's precious. All right, let's turn our Bibles to a little scripture here, reading in James, the first chapter, book of James, first chapter. And let's begin here at the 22nd verse. Amen. James 1 and 22. And we'll read down to the 25th. And we're just going to title a little message tonight. It's one of the things, you know, you, as I've said before, there's so many things to minister on, but yet you just wait on the Lord to see which direction and what he wants. And so this is what we want to serve on the platter tonight. Amen. Because we're just a servant to serve his word. Amen. All right. So we're going to title a little message, The Forgetful Hearer. We've ministered on these things before, but just a little different avenue tonight. Let's read this now, 22nd verse. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. May the Lord bless during his word, and you may be seated. I was, you know, was always, and being a shepherd, you know, if you have not been a shepherd, and you may not understand the way shepherds feel about things, and the way they see things, and actually, I received something today. I was at lunchtime. I was listening to one of Brother Branham's messages, and he said something in the message that just really, really blessed me. I was so thankful for it. And I might share it with you Sunday. We'll see what, Lord, if he tarries, if I live, be his will. Amen. Did you forget that message? Huh? Let's don't forget that message, you see. But that's what I'm talking about. Is it something real now in our life? Just simple little messages. Remember, I told you before I brought it Sunday morning, that I told you Thursday night before it was going to be something simple. But God deals in simple ways, you know? But in the simplicity that those things are, how alive or real or manifested is it in my life? After hearing those things, and how about messages a couple weeks ago, or maybe a week and a half ago, about true love for our brother and sister, and how we should do, and how we should say nice things to each other, instead of digging at each other's dirty wrongs that we do, and rub it in their face, and not let it go, and just try to forget about it. We're not like God. We can't really forget like he does. He washes it away. He puts in the sea of his forgetfulness. But human beings have a hard time sometimes forgetting. But yet with the Spirit of Christ within us, we should be able to lay it all aside, you see? But messages like that, messages like on the Sabbath day, keep it holy and honor the Sabbath day. And the things that are brought out about what the prophet said about the Sabbath day and what the true Sabbath day was and so forth. But have we forgot these things? These messages that we hear, the word that we hear, are we a forgetful hearer and not a doer of that word which we hear? Now, to be a doer of the word goes hand in hand with being filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? You say, well, you mean if I'm a forgetful hearer of the word, I don't have the Holy Ghost? Well, let the word say that. Oh. Well, let the word take care of that. That's not my judgment. That's nobody belongs to nobody here. It belongs in God's hands. To say who has it, who don't have, and to know who has it, know who doesn't have it. That's all in God's hands, you see. But we realize we're living in a day and a time where the Holy Ghost must be there. It's required. That death angel strikes. There must be Christ in our life. We must be truly filled with the Holy Spirit. There must be a change of nature. There must be something about us that Christ has taken over completely. That where we wouldn't be a forgetful hearer. Because you see, sometimes it may be hard to understand. You see, perfectly wonderful people. And they say amen to the word. And they read the word, you know. And they come to services. And they do. They're very loyal at what they do. But just so many times, it's forgotten what God's word said. And there's things like that, which what I heard what the prophet say today, and I won't say nothing about it right now on that part, but it's things like that that makes a shepherd just tore up on the inside. And it hurts. You know, when you know God is trying to get a people to be in that right position with him for a rapture to take place, and then to see these things happen. And oftentimes, like I mentioned here a while back, sometimes it can even be the same day and still broke the same word. The same day after hearing it. And it didn't seem to register at all. It didn't seem to come alive and come into a manifestation. Oh, it was heard with the natural ears. But what we're going to talk about is a spiritual hearing. When you hear it on the inside, not just with natural ears, you see, but it's really something that happens. And remember, I kind of like to type it this way. You take our children, take myself when I was a child in school. Got to be honest with you, I hated it. Couldn't stand it. Just had to sit there and listen to some teacher up there. Now you do this, and this is what this means, and this is this what this comes to, and this is what happened. You know? I bared it, and that was about it. And my grades showed it. I'm not proud of it, you know? But I'm just that type of person. I hated it. Some people like it. I couldn't stand it. It was on my despised list growing up. But to sit there in school and listen to that stuff. You know? But yet, I'd like to type it this way. I wasn't interested in it. And a lot of the things the teacher said, I couldn't tell you this day what they said. I was waiting on one thing, that bell to ring, to get out of there. So it didn't mean nothing to me what they were saying. You know? But if I would have been interested in it, I'd have become a part of that teacher, what they were saying. And I'd have took it home with me. And I'd have thought about it. And it would have encouraged me and to do better and to know how to figure this out and figure that out, you know. But friends, when this Holy Ghost teacher comes inside of us, it makes you very interested. And it makes you where you don't forget what he said. How could you forget? It's something you're so interested in. Something that you just love to hear. Something that is just everything to you. How could you forget it? What he said. You see? But if we aren't interested, and the only way you can be interested is by Christ putting it inside of you. You being interested. If he doesn't put it inside of you, you're not interested. You know? And how we have seen that many times over the years. People sit in a congregation, you know, and they're just waiting. Waiting till it's over with. Watching their watch, you know, and waiting for the keynote to preacher gets up and, okay, this service is over. We're going to sing a song. We're going to dismiss. Oh, now I'm getting refreshed and excited. Because that's interesting to not be here. But if the interest was turned around the other way, that you're all excited, you can't wait to get through those doors like the prophet said. You know, you can't wait for them doors to open and get in and participate and be in the Spirit and worship God and to listen to the Word of God. You just can't wait. Just what the Holy Ghost places in our hearts. For the Holy Ghost is that desire. You see? That soul, that gene of God he places in there is a desire. It's that drive. It's the ambition. The pull to want what God has. And if we have the Spirit of Christ in us and have the mind of Christ, then anytime I hear his word, how could I forget it? How could I go out the door after just hearing it? I'm not talking about somebody that's not even filled with the Holy Ghost or realizes they're not. I'm talking about those two that thinks they are and then maybe isn't. Because you can tell by the interest where it's at. What they're interested in. You know, like Brother Bram, he spoke about the man in the office, he said, you can go in the office and see all the pinups and girly things and naked women and all that. You know what's in that man's heart. You know? You know what's going on. But what he's interested in. But what he wants to see. Regardless of what word he heard in church on Sunday. You see? Now just pay attention. It's, again, simple. It's simplicity. But yet there's some checkpoints. Must make sure. Because again, if we're going in a rapture, everything has to be just right. The way God wants it to be. As I've said before, God's not a sloppy God. Nah, he don't mess and slop. He wants everything precise. He's perfect. He's right. He wants things done the way he wants it done. You see? So in reading this, he says, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer. Okay, you wonder, how could somebody be a forgetful hearer, you know? Might be some of us here sitting here that's forgetful hearers. As I said, we heard the messages even the last few months to up to the last few days. And still, it doesn't happen. You know? And I'm just a man. If I see these things happen, what do you think God sees? And just a few I've seen. And it doesn't happen. What does God see? You know? So let's go on. I'm going to read here in the message, Future Home, so we can place this in our heart. Read it many times, but I just want to place it there before we go on. In Future Home, Heavenly Bridegroom, Earthly Bride, paragraph 194. This was preached August 2nd, 1964. Like he did us, his creation, to live in, before he could come in it, in us he's talking about now, he had to give us the baptism of fire. Then the Holy Ghost come in and live. So just let those words at least sit there a minute to where you can grab a hold of something now. He says, the Holy Ghost come in and live, baptism of fire. Then you get that baptism fire, then the Holy Ghost can come in. What? As it does, it burns up everything contrary to the word out of you. Can we hang on to that? Okay. It won't believe nothing else but the Word. Can you hold on to that? Okay? Because it is the Word. The Holy Ghost is the Word. You see? Now, that's what we was talking the other day, the evidence of the Holy Ghost. The evidence of the Word, I'm sorry, the evidence of the Holy Ghost is when you can receive the Word. Receive it. Now it comes in. It just didn't go through your brain, passing through one ear out the other. But you receive it. To receive it, it becomes a part of you. That's what receive is. To receive. Okay? You take a hitch on a vehicle. You got your slug out here. I call it a slug. You got the receiver here. Now, unless you push that slug in and put the pin through it, it's not a part of that hitch. If it's out here, it's not part of that hitch. It's just a piece of metal with a ball on it. But if I slide in that hitch and put the pin in it, it becomes one. Okay? Now it can do its job. It can pull whatever you want to pull. Okay? So if Christ comes in and we receive Christ, now we can receive the Word. Now it comes inside of us and becomes an understanding. It becomes a reality, you see. Now we become what it is. My, how the interest has changed and what you're interested in, you see. All right. He says, the evidence of the Holy Ghost is when you can receive the Word, not some system, but have a clear understanding. Clear. Yeah. How do you know the Word is clear? And understand it. Okay? How do I know I just didn't hear it? And then I'm going to forget it. How do you know the Word is clear and understand it? Watch it vindicate itself. So simple. Watch it vindicate itself. How do I know I've got the Holy Ghost? I come in here and I receive the Word and then I vindicate it. But what if I just come in and hear it, and it doesn't vindicate? Huh? What's it do? What's happening if I don't receive it? I become a forgetful hearer. But through the Holy Ghost, I can receive the Word. Become a part of it. It becomes a part of me. And then it vindicates itself. It ain't you trying to keep it. It ain't you trying to do anything. It'll vindicate itself through you if you've received it. You see? Okay? Well, you say, I see this, do it, and that. Oh, yes, weeds live the same way. Yeah. But it's got to be the entire Word. There's the difference. It's got to be the entire Word of God. So, messages I've preached on even last few days and last few months, whatever, it's got to be the entire Word of God. Yeah. I can't just still do what I want to do. And though I heard the Word, am I the forgetful here? Or am I just ain't going to do it? Ain't no man going to tell me what to do. They don't realize it's God's Word telling them what to do, not some man. The man's just up there with a voice and going out and repeating, exhorting, you know, and telling him again, as Apostle Peter said, I stir your pure minds to a way of remembrance. You see? All right? He says, but it's got to be the entire Word to be the bride. I don't know about you, but the whole intention is to be bride, because that's one's, when the rapture takes place, he's coming to get. Amen. Yeah. So it's the whole thing, to be bride. Isn't it? All right. So to be bride, it's got to be the entire Word of God. It isn't the preacher getting up and renewing our minds to certain words in this passage and this word and this message and this thing, and then we just go out and it's like we never heard it. No. But we hear it and our lives is changed to it. You see? As we receive the Word, we become the Word. Isn't that Scripture? Absolutely it is. All right. So let's go on. Easter Seal, April 10th, 1965, paragraph 128. And when the Spirit of God comes upon you and you truly are one of God's attributes that he's spoken of, now if you're not, you'll wander and frustrate, run here and there and everything else, and never come to the knowledge of the truth. If you are one of those, the old things pass away right quick. Right quick. And remember what the prophet said in who's this Melchizedek? When you receive Christ, the Spirit of Christ, the Bible says don't do this. Do this. The body quickly turns to it. Yeah. If we receive it. If we're able to receive it, the body quickly turns to it. They don't go out the door manifesting a forgetful here. And it never happens. You'll see, that's not the Holy Ghost. Okay? Let's go on. He says, and never come to the knowledge of truth. If you are one of those, the old things pass away right quick. See, and you become new. And the plan of salvation is finished. You're ready to obey every word that God ever spoke of you to do. Wow. Ready to obey every word God said to do? Yes. Every word. But are we forgetting it? That's the question. We can ask ourselves. Does a preacher get up there and he preach something and I forget all about it and I just don't never manifest it? I don't ever obey it. I just come in, I listen to it, and you might intellectually be able to remember a few things for a little while and tell somebody else about it, and you might intellectually think about it a little bit, but just let a few days go by and see what happens. Does it come back to you when a circumstance arises to be tested with it? Or is it as though it never was heard, as I've said the last few weeks several times? Now, you've got to keep in mind, saints, and that's what the prophet said today on that message once I stood. I'm here for that duty, to remind you and to stir up your minds. And you've got to be sure. You know, a lot of people can't get this thing real in their heart that a rapture is going to happen. They just can't. It's not real. You know why it's not real? Because, again, not received. So it's as though we're going to live forever on this earth. The body's never going to die. Flesh is just going to keep on going. I'm going to live a life. And I'm just going to say I serve God and I like reading the messages, you know, and I like going to church. That's about as far as it goes. You see? But I'm here to stir you and to remind you. Because one day, if you don't make it, friends, you will have to stand before the judgment. And God has so set it up. He set it in such a way that there'll be no excuse. None. There will be none available. There'll be none to grab a hold of and catch out of your brain of thinking and so forth and catch this thought and I've got this excuse. There won't be any. It'll play before that great big screen. Me standing here and this word going forth, there'll be absolutely no excuse. How will we stand before God then? You see? All right. He says here, I guess we read all that. Just go on. Easter seal further over, paragraph 131, 2. Now there's a lot of mockery of it. There's a lot of people that really think they got it. He's talking about having the Holy Ghost. When they haven't, see, a lot of people do it because they have got some false impression of what they've seen other Christians do. And Satan can impersonate any of that. We know that. And as missionaries, you can see it impersonated. Shouting, dancing, speaking in tongues and all these things. You can see it impersonated anywhere, absolutely. Amongst heathens and people who deny there is such a thing as Jesus Christ being the Son of God, see? And they do all those things themselves. Wow. But the real true quickening spirit that comes to a believer quickens him to God's word. listen to that, quickens him to God's word. That's not going out the door and forgetting about it. No. You know exactly what God wants, and you do it. You see? He says, quickens him to God's word. That's back to eagle food again. Right back to where he lives. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Oh, my. So now, what are we doing with what maybe a carnal mind would say, these little words Pastor DeLong has been speaking? These little words. These things that I am not concerned about had to be my life. Long as I understand the mysteries. Though we understand all mysteries and have all knowledge and have not love, we're nothing. Amen. It's the entire Word of God. Amen. You see? All right? Let's go on. Excuse me. St. John 14:26. I shouldn't remind you of that. I won't hold you too long, so I won't make you too uncomfortable very long. Amen. St. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. All things to remembrance. When what? When I receive the Holy Ghost. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that when circumstances arise, trials, tests, problems, the Holy Ghost is there to say, okay, this is what I told you. This is the direction we go. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my. Now think of the things, many things I've brought, friends, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not void of these great things. I call great things. Little words people call it. We're not void of these things. We have heard all these things. Oh my. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That sure throws the forgetful hearer out the door, doesn't it? Sure does. So is the forgetful hearer of the Holy Ghost? No. So when the preacher gets up and preaches a sermon and it's right out of that Word of God and I go right out the door and paid no more attention to that, and the very same day break that word that he brought, it's at the Holy Ghost. And you forgot all about it, never even thought about it. Now maybe you're just living awful loose. Maybe. And maybe the message come along and stirred you and get you to recognize what's going on. And you got caught in some things that you shouldn't got caught into. But then the way is repentance. Turning away from you. So many people just think repentance is, I'm sorry, Lord. Repentance is turning away from your past sin. Yeah. That's true repentance. Turning away from it, the prophet said. Okay? The voice of God in the last day, January 20, 1963. Moses heard, paragraph 86, Moses heard the voice of God. He was full of theology. He knowed all the ins and outs, but it failed. He heard the voice of God, but Moses was never the same after that. Are we the same after we hear the voice of God? That's his word. Are we the same person we walk out after hearing God's voice, his word? Moses wasn't. See? And no man is never the same after hearing God's voice. What if we are? you might hear in your ears the voice speaking. He's talking about natural ears there. But when you hear in your heart the voice speaking, then you're really hearing. You do not see with your eye. You look with your eye. You see with your heart. He's talking about understanding, you see. You see with your heart. You see something and say, I just don't see that. You ever heard people say that? Have you done heard a preacher preach something or a brother tries to explain something to him? I just don't see that. Well, you mean you don't understand it. You do not hear with your ears, you hear with your heart. And many times your ears hears the true voice of God. You listen? Many times your ears hear the true voice of God, and it falls off of you like water off of a duck's back. Has anybody ever seen that? Has everybody seen a duck and water running off of a duck's back? The oil in the feathers and so forth, it just runs right off. I mean, you just drop it on there. If it goes down, sticks its head and comes back up, that water's just gone. That's what he's talking about. People hear the word with their ears, but not down here. And how are you going to get it down here like it needs to be? Through the Holy Ghost. Amen. You see? That's how you can receive then the word for your day. A clear understanding. And it vindicates itself. The entire word of God. You see? Again, saints, I just want to kind of refresh your mind. You've got to realize, don't wait till the rapture and you see people disappearing and think, now it's time to get the Holy Ghost. Now's the day of your salvation. Now. Now's the time. Not waiting. And there's no age preferences. There's no such thing as, well, because I become 62, I'm now filled with the Holy Ghost. You can be 262, and I don't mean just because you got 262 that you got filled with the Holy Ghost. No. You better know you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Because now God always gives us the measuring stick. I don't have to wonder if I am. He gives me a measuring stick, and I can measure up to the Word, and it tells me whether I got the Holy Ghost or not. Talk about an assurance, then you really know when you can line up with that word and the word, you can receive that word, it vindicates itself and you get a clear understanding of it and you're marching on and overcoming. Now you know you got something. But when the preacher brings back the word of God and stirs our minds away of remembrance, exhorting one another daily, and we hear the word of God and it's just whoop, out the door, gone, water off the duck's back, that's not a very good sign you got the Holy Ghost. It's not a good sign. It's very dangerous. Yeah. Oh, Brother Steve, as you see me do these things, you ought to remind me of this. This is harvest time, friends. This is time you must have life. Not have a preacher telling you every move to make. That's what we had in the past. But it's gone, friend. This is the day you have the Holy Ghost. You're not going in on no preacher's tale. You're not going in on mama's tale, papa's tale. No. You're going in on your own. It's got to be you and Christ alone. Amen. You see? Now we'll just read this in closing. Won't you sisters come up? I think I've read enough to get us to the point. All right. Revelation 3. I'm going to read here. We read it the other day. I'm going to read it again. Revelation 3. I think it was last Thursday night I read this, but just to get a different point of it at the end here. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. What a terrible position to be in. I would thou were cold or hot. Isn't that something? God would rather see cold or hot than to be in the middle, lukewarm. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Brother Bram used it in the church. You nauseate me. You know? And I'm sure we probably have all, one time or another, experienced be nauseated and have to vomit. It's not a good feeling. It's a terrible feeling. I'm sure you'll agree with me. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. It's a terrible position to be in. To sit here and again in little messages like this in simplicity, say he's not talking to me. It runs off you so fast that you can't even get any further than that. He's talking about Henry over there because I've seen him do this. What about you? I always think it's the other guy that the word's talking about. Why can't we just, Lord, it's me. As I sit there and bring it down, I'm searching my heart. Yeah. It's up to you what you people do. But I'm searching my heart. Because it's me. I need to make sure it's right. But so many times we sit there and think, oh, I know who he's talking about. Because I know they did this there not too long ago. I hope he gets it straightened up. I hope he can get that. I hope he's listening now. And all the time it's going right over top of your head and you're the one needing it. Believe it. And here's the preaching I have. I've seen it. See? Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, naked, blind, naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh. That don't sound like the forgetful hearer, does it? To him that overcometh. They hear it, they know it. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, down there, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Oh my. That he that hath an ear, not just using these ears. We're blessed to have these ears. If we didn't have these ears, we wouldn't be able to hear what I'm saying tonight. Or any time of God's Word. We'd just be able to read it. So it makes me thankful I have eyes to see it and I can read it. Could you imagine not having that? Oh my. But thank God for our eyesight and our ears. But may it always be used to glorify God. Can you hear what the Spirit saith unto you? Huh? Do you know what he's saying? Do we know and hear his voice? Am I hearing words that I hear it and go out and break it the next day? Maybe the same day. Yeah. Do I remember hearing these messages? It's came forth from the Word of God, not Brother Steve's. I have nothing but God's Word. Have I really heard it? Or am I deaf? Spiritually deaf. And cannot receive it on the inside. That it becomes a part of me. That where truly I've received the Word, as I received it, I became the Word. Scripture tells me not to do this. I become it. It becomes me. become one with Christ. And they see, people see the works. They see that Jesus Christ is alive. Saints, don't let this little message be water repellent, pebbles running off your back. Don't forget it. Because we sit here tonight and have forgotten messages. We've forgotten them. When the testing time comes and the opportunity for the word to be fulfilled comes, we don't fulfill it. We just let it go. And you may sit there and say, well, Brother Steve, you don't understand my situation, and what's going on. I don't have to. I just bring God's word. That is between you and God now. But one thing about it, we show what we are. You shall know a true tree by the fruit it bears. You see? God help my fruit be Christ. Amen. Not my own works, but Christ living in me. Trust that's your desire. And everything. That's why I've always encouraged people to even keep reading their Bible, friends. To make sure they're not missing anything in there. Make sure they're getting a hold of it. Not just reading it, but understanding what you're reading. Become a part of it, you see. Amen. So you can ask your own self a question. In closing now. The little messages that we've heard, we call it. No great mysteries. Is it in my life? Manifesting. Knowing it's not what Brother Steve's words is. It's God's word. You see? Is it manifesting? Am I a jokester cutting up all the time still? Nothing wrong with a little bit of humor. The prophet had a little bit of humor. But to be a constant joker and cutting up, you know that's against Scripture. Huh? Let not foolish jesting be once named among you as you become a saint. But when that's all we got our mind on, trying to crack the best joke and trying to be the funniest all the time, something's wrong. You're not seeing something. You heard the word, and it runs off. Are we quick to hear and slow to speak? Oh. I don't know about you, but every word was written for a purpose. Amen. God spoke every word for a purpose. And the minute we begin to think I'm an end time bride and I don't have to pay attention to some of that stuff, you better look out, friends. You may not be an end time bride. Maybe another impersonator. But trusting, hopefully, you'll see the need in your life. And you will continue to cry out, or at least begin to cry out, for God to fill you with His Spirit. Amen. That Jesus Christ can have the preeminence of our lives. Amen. And not let the word run off of our backs like water off of a duck's back, but become real. Amen. Amen. Trust we've given you something to search and make sure. Or to make right, or to see a greater reality about what you're hearing. Amen. Let us all stand. My. Amen. Trust is received right. Praise His holy name. But it's the Word of God, friends. It's the Word of God. And there's many, many more quotes, many more scriptures. You could spend hours on that. And know this, God's word, you see. Do you love Him?
Amen.
Oh, I love Him. Do you realize how the grace of God has come in our hearts to love Him? To love the word? Do you realize how blessed you are to have heard these quotes and these scriptures I read and have something inside? I love that. And you may even not be measuring quite up to it, but there's something, it's got to be in my life. this by your grace, Lord, is going to happen in my life. God, help me to surrender. Give me a greater understanding, a greater burning desire in my heart. Do you realize how blessed you are? That versus hearing the things maybe you heard tonight, I think, I'm getting so tired of hearing this. I don't see it that way. I don't think it has to be that way. If I get the opportunity, I'm out of this place. You got it now. There ain't no book signed here. No. None at all. But by God's grace, and as long as He gives me strength and understanding and wisdom, I'm going to do all I can to get you through. Whether you like it or not. Amen. I'm going to do the best I can by God's grace and His help. You see, that's what I'm here for. And you're here to receive it. And one of these days we're going to get out of here. I'm looking forward to that. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? They that love the appearing of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, get me ready, whatever it takes. Clean me out. Get all the greenness out. Hallelujah. Make me more like Thee. Amen. Let's sing it again. Make me more like Thee. Hallelujah. Make me more like Thee. Jesus, make me more like Thee. Oh, give me a heart that's filled with love, and make me more like Thee. Let's bow our heads. Kind, precious Lord Jesus, we thank You again for Your wonderful, precious Word. Help us all to be able to receive it, Lord, and help us all to understand these things that, Lord, we'd be better soldiers for You, that You could have a greater preeminence of our lives. And thank You again, Lord, for my precious brothers and sisters. I love them, everyone. And truly, Lord, You know my heart. There's such a longing in my heart. I want to see every one of them make it, Lord. And sometimes it may sound harsh. It may sound mean or cruel, as to say, to Lord, sometimes say the things the way it's said and how it's said. But Lord, it may be the last stick I can throw before they go over the fall. And it may catch their attention. And oh God, it may cause them to go home and get down on their knees and repent, Lord, and turn from that sin. Lord Jesus, help us now. Bless each one of us. It's been such a grand privilege to have been here. We thank You for it. And we pray again that You'll keep Your hand upon each one of us, Lord. And Brother Pitt's here tonight, driving so far. Lord, just keep him awake and make it easy for him. And I'm sure, Lord, driving down the road with the joy of God in his heart, it keep him alive and ready for, Lord, watching for the enemy, what it may try to do. But, Lord, keep him safe and bless us now. And bring us back again, Lord, the next appointed time if You should tarry. And help us to come in hungry, Lord, and waiting on You to see what You have for us. And I trust each one will just can't wait to get in them doors, Lord, to have Your way in our life. In Your glorious name we ask these things, our precious, precious, sweet Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'll say amen to Jesus, hallelujah. Amen all the time. Amen in sorrow. Amen rain or shine. It's yes to God forever. He knows what's best for me. And so I'll just say amen, whatever it may be. God bless you. You're dismissed. Love y'all. Amen. Precious Jesus.